God, it's horrible.
Thank you. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. The time is now 7:03. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Commissioner Petracco, what do you have over
here? I have a couple resolutions, and then one's a budget transfer. I have authorized of an execution for labor council to Sherwinsky Hollenbach for not to exceed $50,000. I have declare support for Drive Silver or get pulled over for the holidays, and then I have the budget transfer for $300,000. That's all I have.
Mr. Evans?
I have a bit. I have six ordinance introductions. Three relate to the 2018 capital requirements for the water utility as well as the municipality. I have an ordinance for a funded capital relating to continuing the archiving of digital archiving of our records in the code enforcement department and to begin to address the municipal clerk's office. We're going to need to continue to make sure that we have a digitized record of those records that we have to maintain permanently. So we're just continuing that process, and it's under state contract that we're doing this. I have two other introductions that relate to contract negotiations and things relating to PRISM, relating to 100 Metro and 200 Metro for the financing of the municipality. I have, moving right along, I have a public hearing related to ordinance number 3403, remaking political contributions. This is an ordinance that mirrors the state statute. As a transitional aid town, the state is requiring that we have that the minimum of the state ordinance on our books. So we're doing that, and we're just doing that as part of our compliance in order to receive our $4.1 million worth of aid this year. At a previous meeting, Commissioner Tucci, you had asked other towns have done this, and I affirmed that with Eileen Brennan that all the towns that have transitional aid already have this on their books, and it's a requirement of getting the aid for this year.
Is that one the requirement, or just anyone?
That one, this one. This one is there. They provide it for the state statute, and it's consistent with the state statute. What they encourage is that we would like to do something more than this. We're welcome to do that, but it's the main mistake.
They're good that way. Thank you.
But I just want to make sure we address that question.
Okay.
I then have 12 resolutions. Many of the resolutions are for renewing our contracts for 2019, some refunds of water charges and permit fees, and a capital budget amendment for the digital archive. That's it.
Mr. Rogers?
We've got four resolutions. One is to authorize the execution of a contract with Northwest Essex Community Healthcare. We already have that, so we're going to continue that. Not to exceed $20,000. A municipal services agreement for solid waste collection at Arbor Hills, and also a shared services agreement we have with the Board of Ed. Now, this other one here, authorization execution of contract with the New Jersey Association for Retarded Citizens. We're going to renew that. But I'm going to meet with the people in charge after the new year. I really think that identification, the word retarded, has to be removed. I really don't like it. It stigmatizes people, and I'm sure you feel the same way I do. So after the new year,
absolutely,
I'm going to meet with them and see if they... Commissioner Tucci, is that the name? Or is it like
they go by ARC now.
Yeah.
ARC. That's what that stands for, but Now they've kind of just used ARC.
Okay, but if we could remove that, I think in this day and age, it's not good. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Mr. Tucci.
I have a shade tree report for the month of November, and I have several resolutions. One correcting a mistake concerning the Princeton Hosted Solutions contract term. Another extending a contract with Dujet's Tree Experts. The next is authorization to advertise sealed bids for electrical services. Authorization to advertise for sealed bids for air conditioning, plumbing, heating, refrigeration services, and purchase of equipment related to that. And last is a budget transfer of $31,000. And that's all.
Yes, sir. I have three public hearings. One is on the water ordinance. Two is on the custodial of records. Three is vending our fees, which complies with state law. I have four resolutions. One is a professional service contract with Genova Burns. Another is application for the CDBG funds for year 2019. Mr. Chair, I don't know if you looked at that resolution, but we can keep the priority in that order.
Okay, I'm coming through as we speak.
Right. Authorization to contract with Anglesino, Webster, Washashala, and Taylor. Another resolution allowing free two-hour metered parking from December 10th through the 28th. Appointment of Kathy Remp-Pashevsky and myself as the CDBG committee representatives. Designation of the township's official newspapers. And authorization to approve raffle applications. Now, I know there's probably going to be some questions on the water ordinance, so if there are any, I'll let you know. If not, I'll just go through my little presentation. Make sure you get to that one here.
Almost the end.
I never want to have them words. I'm still getting there.
Almost at the end, Commissioner.
There it is.
Fine with me. Thank you.
So, the water ordinance, which has been on, well, I think a year and a half, we've been talking about it, and something like that. The main thing was to initiate a maintenance fee, which we started at one fee. We're down to $3 a month. And one of the reasons is that we have some fixed costs within the water department that are not covered by consumption. And since our consumption has gone down, our revenue's gone down, which leaves us with a shortfall, which this year had to be covered with $343,000 in the DPW operating budget to cover that decrease in revenue. So the budget for 2017 for the whole water budget, including the purchase for water, was $5.04 million, and in 2018 was $4.5 million, so we decreased the water budget in 2018 by over $500,000. Our employees have again been decreased over the years. We started at 19, when I took office, 19 full-time employees and one part-time employee. We're down to 15 full-time employees and one part-time. Our consumption has gone down from $4,173,100 cubic feet of water down to last year, $4,010,000. And this year, to 2000 through November, we're down even further. We're at $3.6 million. And therefore, our revenue has decreased from $4.3 million in 2005. We're down to $3.7 million in revenue.
When you say that, Mayor, is there a number like that you know is how much usage you have to come up with to your break-even point with to be able to fund that department? I mean, how much usage do you need from the water?
Well, you would assume you can't assume more revenue than you got the year before. Right? Mm-hmm. So right there, that's one of the reasons we're in this shortfall, right? Because we can't assume more revenue the year after, so we have to cover it in some way.
Well, so the, as you, what has the experience shown?
Well, experience shows we're going down. So either that's through, wetter than normal weather, which we've had the last 2 years, and or conservation measures. So, you know, we're down, you know, $600,000.
And that's because of the usage?
Because of usage.
So if we didn't have that shortfall in the usage, then we wouldn't have to be...
Doing it, right. But some of the things we're going to do, you know, and there's fixed costs. So if you're always tied to usage, then you're always going to be in a situation where you're always tied to consumption. So by introducing a maintenance fee, at least you have an income that's there all the time. And we have some fixed costs. You know, North Jersey Water is $1.2 million a year we got to pay. The audit, $64,000 a year. We got NJEIT loans of $117,000 a year. Health benefits, pension, the Social Securities, which in the other departments, we have other departments that cover those costs. In the water utility, we have to cover those costs. That's over $400,000 a year. So we haven't had it. We've only had one rate increase since 2017, and that was in 2013. So we haven't had a rate increase since 2013. You know, our infrastructure is old. Other utilities surrounding us are struggling not only with their infrastructure, but water quality issues. We haven't had those problems, and I don't think we want them. The $3 a month should generate about $304,000 a year. With that, we'll take responsibility for the supply line, which is from the curb, curb to the water box. And that currently is the homeowner's responsibility. We'll eliminate the cost for any meter replacement and we'll eliminate the charges for turn-ons and turn-offs. It's just an insurance policy for somebody. If they were to have their water supply done, it's $1,200. That's the average cost. At $3 a month, that's 33 years for them to pay that off. So as an insurance policy alone, it's worth it. Besides the cost that we're going to, the other costs we're going to pick up, and the other responsibilities we're going to pick up. And so, you know, I think there's also charges in the ordinance for new supplies and upgrades. So if someone wants a new service, an upgraded service, or building a new house, then they're going to get charged. That won't be included in the $3.
How has that been in the past?
That's
consistent. So are you just raising that, or?
No,
well, that's the same
thing. We brought the ordinance up to where it should be because the ordinance was about 47 years old. So,
Joe, and the rate?
The rate hasn't changed.
So the rates in this ordinance for consumption is not going to change.
Rate's not going to change.
It's increasing. It's basically adding $3.
$3 per month service and maintenance fee.
Right. And that you said is about
$300,000?
$304,000.
$304,000, approximately.
Jerry
wants to charge
so this,
$3.
This year, we had to increase the operating budget, which increased the property tax.
$343,000.
$343,000. So correct. You're not increasing. That $3 doesn't cover the shortfall that we had this year.
No.
So you're making...
But hopefully we'll have some reserves this year to roll over. I don't know. We'll see. We should have some reserves to roll over, plus some of that $343,000, I would hope.
So, and where the issue with the water is that the providers of water, North Jersey, Newark, we have fixed contracts for a certain amount of usage, no matter whether we use it or not. Correct?
With North Jersey Water, that's true. With Newark and Passaic Valley, we pay a wheeling fee to Passaic Valley based on consumption, based on whatever they're supplying.
But I'm thinking
and
of
also
Jersey.
Newark.
Right, so do North Jersey.
And Newark we're paying a premium.
Right, so because we have a certain section of time that can't be serviced.
Correct.
Right. But the North Jersey piece, that's a fixed contract, which is a requirement, I understand. If you're a member of that, the North Jersey Water Group.
That gets us our $3 million a day.
Yeah.
3 million gallons a day.
Right. So, and our consumption right now is, you're saying, is down. So even with the development in town, you know, all the things that are going on, actual consumption is less.
I have to contribute most of it to weather.
And so
I have to, because it's been wet.
Right. Cooler.
So people aren't watering their lawns, they're not filling their pools.
Right.
Things that use a significant amount of water.
Right. And how effective is your leak program? I know you've been after that for years.
That we're doing pretty well with that. Yeah, we had a big leak on Center Street
2 weeks ago. That was major, major. Probably been leaking water, fourth surface.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I have a question regarding 2019 newspaper designations.
Okay.
Can we look into removing either one of these? We're supposed to have three, right? And adding an electronic newspaper. I mean, people
It's in there.
It's in there on the bottom.
Last paragraph.
It's in there. Where is it?
The last paragraph.
Last paragraph.
Last paragraph.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. Well, next time I'll do this, folks. Thank you.
Let's go back to the water ordinance for a moment. Because in large part I was the reason that this took almost a year to bring back. And I have a few comments.
Lots of questions for me.
And your guys, Sal and Nico, were very helpful in clarifying a lot of the questions that I had here. But my first issue is on non-liability for damages in the second paragraph. I think it's just something that was omitted. It talks about that under certain conditions, a consumer could be affected by a suspension in water service, will be notified as far as possible. I think it's supposed to be as far in advance as possible. It's semantics. It's on page 422, third paragraph, third sentence. Should be notified as far in advance as possible. Mm-hmm. I think we've just got.
We should just see what we have.
Right here.
Okay.
Now you should send the notices to California. So they'll be as far as possible.
As far as possible. There you go. The $3 a month service fee, that meter rate, it was initially I was opposed to that. But I am less opposed to that than I am opposed to charging our residents for improvements to supply lines, all right, because their responsibility gets picked up at the curb box and goes to the meter and then obviously everything inside their home. So I think
not
that's
historically.
Not historically. And historically, that was my biggest concern was that we're charging people for repairs on our system that are not being covered by the rates. So this satisfies that, and I believe that is a good thing. The only thing I would ask is that we review this in a year to see what our revenues are, because if consumption comes back up, all right, and we can reduce that. I mean, $3 is not a lot every month, but for some folks it could create some.
We could probably look at the rate at that point rather than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think the fixed costs are the issue, and having a revenue that covers fixed costs independent of consumption is a good thing.
Okay. On page 7, when I spoke to your guys, down at the bottom, you have water connection fees. There are three headings here, size of tap, new connection fee, and renewal fee. This only relates to a new connection, so they were supposed to eliminate this. I think that was just an oversight to that third column. This year.
Here?
Yeah. Because this only relates permits issued for a new connection. So it's not a renewal, as they explained to me, is an upgrade of an existing connection.
I think the way I understood the renewal fee is someone comes in and they say, listen, I want to put in a pool in my backyard and I need a 2-inch line.
We use a lot of pool examples this evening. Yeah. I don't know if that's delivered. Go ahead.
I need a 2-inch line instead
I'll
of
put a chiropractic office in your yard. Go ahead.
So it makes sense.
Yes.
So I'm going to put a pool in my backyard. I need a 2-inch line now instead of a 1-inch line.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a renewal. It's not a new service, but it's an upgrade from what they have. So that's my understanding.
Right. Funny you should say that, because if you go back to page 7, that was one of my other comments here. Would the plumber shall charge and construct all new, it says, and or renewal taps. I think that was supposed to, upgrade was supposed to be put in there, too.
Instead of.
I mean, these are all minor minor revisions, but
I think that's what
they're clarifications.
I don't know if that was in the... renewal shall mean the upgrade of an existing water line to a new material or pipe size. Okay. That's in the definition.
Okay. On page 11, where we talk about rates, when we get to page 11, the second paragraph, my only comment here was it talks about the water may be shut off Notwithstanding one or more of the occupants not paying their proportionate share. My only question here was there are certain times of the year when the health department will not allow you to shut off water. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just thought there should have been a reference to that.
We never want to shut off water unless absolutely necessary.
Right, I'm with you.
Because of the health department.
I'm with you. And we understand that, but who knows? Folks after us may not. On page 14, I think this is an oversight also. When we talk about supply pipe size, in the notes that I took, again, with your guys, up to 1 inch was $100, an inch and a half was 150, 2 inch was supposed to be 200, not 300, but that was the progression. And I believe that's it. But overall, it wasn't easy because it was confusing because it wasn't upgraded in way too long of a time. But I think you guys did a nice job on it, and I appreciate the happy support.
Appreciate your input because your input, your experience is very, very important in using this model.
It's what
are those the minimus changes, Councilor?
Yes.
How about if I just refer to them on the record and give them to the clerk after the meeting?
Thank you.
Will that work? Or do I have to actually read them into the record?
I don't think you have to read them. I can just say on page so and so is.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
You good with that? I'm good with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on the agenda?
I'm good with that too.
I'm not sure yet. I'm on.
You want a fence?
But I want to leave. I'm fine.
Counselor,
we have an executive session for contract negotiations and litigation.
Madam Clerk, you have anything?
I do not.
All right, can I have a motion to go into executive session for contract negotiation and litigation?
Move it.
Whereas Section of the Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley to move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation, be it further resolved that at the time as such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This is probably a question for him.
Time is 7:26.